Today's blot is Daf Pei Dalet. We're starting at the Mishnah at the very top of the Umid, the third line. Zok the Mishnah. Kol ha-ne'echal b'shoir ha-godoil ye'ochel b'gdi horach. Anything which is edible in a large cow, in a large ox. What does that mean that it's edible? Says Rashi. Shvar huksha kol ma'sha osel lahakshas boy. As an animal gets older, the bones and the flesh and the cartilage and the tendons and the ligaments all tend to get stronger and thicker and harder. So any type of kol nechal, nechal doesn't refer only to flesh, but anything which is edible in the shor hagadol, which shvar huksha kol ma'sha osel lahakshas boy, zok Rashi. It's the maximum that it's going to become hard, and nevertheless it is still edible. Then b'gdi harach, ye'ochel b'gdi harach. Then the same applies to the gdi harach. In other words, we don't bring a shor for a korban pesach. We only bring a keves or an eiz, or a gdi, which is a gdi izim. So in the gdi harach, how do I know whether that's considered to be basar? Why do I care whether it's basar? For two reasons. Number one, whether or not the person can be a menuyim, can he be nimne on that part of the animal? And number two, are you yoitze? If a person, for instance, comes and eats from the korban pesach, he doesn't eat any of the flesh. He only eats from the cartilage, from the tendons, from the ligaments, things like that. Is he yoitze or not? So if it's the type of item that is edible within the shor hagadol, then you can eat it in the gdi harach. However, in the shor hagadol, it's already so hard that you cannot possibly eat from it. Even though in the gdi harach it's edible, you're not yoitze korban beisach, and you cannot be one of the menuyim for that purpose. And the mission continues. The same thing applies. V'rashi kenafayim v'hasachusim. Rashi kenafayim means the top of the shoulder blades. Schusim means various types of cartilage inside the behema. The same thing applies. And now the Gemara is going to ask Kastira the Reisha on the Sefer. Rabba Rami. Tanan. We started the Mishnah Kola Nechal b'Shor HaGadol Yi'ochel b'Gdi Harach. Anything which is edible in the Shor HaGadol, you have the same din that it's considered to be basar for purposes of the Karban Pesach and the Gdi Harach. V'she'en Nechal, life. Obviously, if it's something which is so hard that you cannot eat in the Shor HaGadol, even though you can eat it in the Gdi Harach, it's not considered to be basar, and therefore you're not yoitze korban pesach. You cannot be a monoi for that purpose. But in the sefer, what should they bite in the sefer? Rashi kenafayim bas chusim, that that's also considered to be nechal in the gedi harach. If you were to cut open a shor hagadol and take out the rashi kenafayim bas chusim, you'll see that they are not edible. And yet our Mishnah says that for purposes of a gedi harach, it is edible. While the Mishnah states, "Kol nechal ye'ochel b'gdi harach," and all to the rashi kenafayim is the chasira lechayin of the reisha on the sefer. I have to say that this is a machlokes tanoim, and I have to add one or two words. We start the Mishnah all over again. And so it's crystal clear. If it's nechal b'shor hagadol, you can eat a b'gdi harach. If in the shor hagadol this part of the animal is so hard that it cannot be eaten, then you cannot use that for korban pesach. It can't be yoitze korban pesach. The yesh amrim, however, others say, this is what we're adding, the yesh amrim af rashi kenafayim v'aschusis, that even though when it comes to the shor hagadol it's not edible, however by the gdi harach it is kusha. Now why taka is it kusha gdi harach if it's not edible the shor hagadol, says Rashi, which will be also Rava's pshat in another moment. Because although in the shor hagadol, if you want to eat the rashi kenafayim v'aschusim, it's very hard. But if you cook it, and you cook it, and you overcook it, it becomes so soft that even in the shor hagadol you can go and eat it. Ah, so as long as it's edible, the shor hagadol, b'di'evit b'shasat chak, that you cook it. For those of you that like to eat boiled chicken on Friday nights, as you know, if you only cooked the chicken a little bit, the bones are still pretty hard. If you go and cook it even more, then it becomes softer. And if you cook it, you can even eat the bones, virtually the entire bone you can eat, because it falls to pieces in your mouth. Same thing over here. Even though the Rosh Knafayim Baschusim typically is hard in a Shura Gadol, and that's why the Tanakhama says that would not be bosser for purposes of Gediyah Rach, the Yesh Omrim says, since if you overcook it, it becomes soft enough that you can go and eat it, you can eat it in the Gediyah Rach and you yoitz in the midst of the carbon paste.
Even though it's not cooked.
Even though it wasn't cooked, yeah. Rava Omar. Mahin Ketani. Rava says, I love the pshat of Rabba, but I don't have to make a machloikis. I can go and say that that's the Tanakam himself. Vachitani. We learned the Mishnah yet. Kalanechal b'shara gadol b'shloka. Anything that you can eat by the shara gadol as a result of intensive overcooking, yeyachal b'diarach. Even though it's bitzli, meaning by the gdiyarach, you're not going to overcook it. By the gdiyarach, you're going to broil it. Broiling typically makes the thing a little bit harder. It doesn't make the thing softer. And nevertheless, since by the shara gadol, if you did a bishloka, it would be soft enough to eat. By the gdiyarach, you can eat it as well, even though there it's bitzli and not bishloka. Umahein, give me an example. What are you referring to? Rashi Knafayim Yaschusim. That those are two things. Then the shara gadol, you cannot eat it normally, but you can eat a bishloka. And therefore, you're yoitz in the mitzvah gdi harach. You're yoitz in the mitzvah of karm pesach, of achidus karm pesach. So these were two pshatim, the pshat of Rabba that made a machloikis, pshat of Rabba that said mahen ketani, that it's all one. And now we're going to have a brisa beferish mamish like Rabba tani kavasi the Rabba kol anechal b'shur hagadol b'shloka. Tell me, what are you referring to? I'll tell you. I'm referring to Rosh Hashanah. It's mamish just like a rubble or not that there's a machloikis, but those are the main. And when he said, now the brice ends off. And also, the gidna rakin is ultimately doining kibasa. If you have these very soft gidim, remember we spoke about this yesterday in the Amid Beis, Amid Buna Marav, all the gidim with the exception of the gide hatsavar, since they are so soft, they are considered to be basar, and you can be yoitze karm pesach with the gidin harakin. Very good. And now we're talking, going to focus a little bit more now on the gidim. Is itmar. Gidin shesoyfen lahakshes. Those gidin that are in the body of the animal, that are soft, and will always remain soft, that everybody agrees is kibasa. That's the previous price. Gidin harakin, if they're soft, they remain soft. Kushav yusha, it's basar, yoyitza, fine. What about those gidin shesoyfen lahakshes? There's certain types of arteries or veins or sinews or whatever, that when the animal is still very young, they're nice and soft and gishmak. However, if you wait, Lamoshel says Rashi, until it's maskin, Rashi doesn't say maskin, how much that is, I assume after 2, 3, 4 years after the animal gets older, they become taka hard, and at that point it is difficult to eat, perhaps impossible to eat those gidin, especially al yedei tzli. So the question is, are you yoitz with those gidin at this point? Now they are soft, later they'll become hard, what's the status? Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Nimna Lein BePesach. You could go and be one of the registered menuyim, even though you're not going to eat any basar, you're going to eat gidin. It has the same din as basar, Yoyitze Karben Pesach. Reish Lakish Omar, Ein Nimna Lein BePesach. Why? Because you don't look at their present status, you look at their future status. The future status is that they're going to become hard like a rock, so you're not Yoyitze Karben Pesach, and you cannot be menuyim Tafka to go and eat those gidin. And the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yochanan and Nimna Lein, why? Because Basa Hashdu is leaning. Rabbi Yochanan says, I look at the present status. The present status of these gidin is Lamaisa, they are rach. You can eat them, your yoitza, no problem. Shlokish Amar Ein Nimna Lein, Basa B'Soif Hazlin. I don't look at the present status, I look at the future. And in the future, in another year or two or three, it's going to be hard, hard, hard. Even though technically now they are soft, this is not considered to be an edible part of the animal, and therefore, bottom line, I'm not yoitzer karben pesach, and I cannot be a monoi dafka to eat a zelcha gidin shesoifan lehakshis. Frank Devimara, Eis Virish Lokish of Yoichara. Let's look from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about this. Kanechal b'shur ha-godo. What means nechal b'shur ha-godo? Like Rashi said, that it's gotten so hard, but nevertheless, it's still edible. Yochum b'gdiarach. Umahein. And now, how did we learn the Mishnah according to Rava? And what did it say in the Braisa Befedish? Umahein, what are those things which are going to become hard? hard in the Shara Gadol, but you can eat it now, the Shara Diarach, Mahin, Rosh Kanafayim, Vaschusim. Is doch Mashma, Hani in, Aval Gidin, Shesifan, Hakshas Lai. By the fact that the Braisa uses the term, Umahain sounds like they are the following, that this is an exclusive list and nothing else. That these two things, Rosh Hashanah Vas Chusim, even though they are Osid Lahakshois, however, by a Gdi, by Shor HaGadol, you can go and cook it and cook it and cook it and cook it until it becomes soft. So therefore, you're allowed to eat it by Gdi Arach. Is Mashma, however, that these Gidim, who are Suyin Shesoif and Lahakshois, cannot be eaten because of the fact that they will get hard. It's only the Rosh HaKenafayim Vaschusim you're allowed to eat, but not the Gidin Shesoif Lahakshos. They are not considered to be Basar. You can't be money alein bePesach. You're not Yoytze Karim Pesach. Amaleinein Tanahani Vodin Lahanoch. The words Mahein doesn't mean to be an exclusive list. It means to be an example. Now what? Hani, my time, what's the reason why you could be yoitze with Rosh Kenafayim Vaschusim? I lechoyre, they are hard by the Shor HaGadol. To misachli b'Shor HaGadol b'shloka, because even by the Shor HaGadol, if you cook it, you cook it, you cook it, and overcook it, it becomes edible. Hanachnami misachli b'Shor HaGadol b'shloka. These gidnu asuim lahakshoyis on the same thing. In the Shor HaGadol, Einachanami, the taka hard, but if you cook it and cook it and cook it, it will be soft. So therefore, it's kosher, it's not a problem. So this is not an exclusive list, this is just an exemplary, a list that exemplifies others. So bottom line is, what do we have? We have a machloikis of Yechon Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that you go basar soif. Rabbi Yochanan says you go basar hashta. And since basar hashta, they are soft. Nimna lein bePesach. It's only Rabbi Yemel Rabovit. He asks the commander Bavo, when you go before Bavo, do me a favor, Romile, ask him the following question. What should you ask him? Mi yom Rabbi Yochanan gid yourself lahakshis. Nimna lein bePesach. Alma baser hashtes linen. So it's crystal clear we're going after the present state and not the future state. Vaboy mine Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. The same Rabbi Yochanan was asked by Reish Lakish. Oyr haroish shel egil harach mahu sheyitamei. What happens if you have the oyr haroish of egil harach? You have a young calf, and it has the oyr. And like the Gemara says, lemoshel the havdul by a child, where do you put the tefillin on top of your head? Mokim she by tinoik the roish is roifef, that it's still very soft and therefore it's still loose and cholila, it's dangerous over there, it's very delicate. So the same thing over here, the oira roish of an egel arach is also still very soft. So maushi tamik, can it be makabel tumas oichlin? Tumas oichlin by definition is a tumah that only oichlin can receive. Question is oir haroishel egel arach, is that considered to be oichel? What's the shayla? Now, of course, it's soft. It's an egel arach. It's a very young calf, and it's very, very soft, and you can eat it. However, if you were to wait until it becomes ashoir agodoil, then avada the aloch is, and it's going to be hard like a rock, and it's not going to be an oichel. And at that point, it will not be mekabel tuma. And does the shayla for neshlok shem yoichanan? Do you look baser hashta? Hashta now it's soft. It's like an oichel. Or do you look baser basoif when it's going to be really hard and it won't be an oichel? It's amaloi, and he told him ain metama. It's not metama. Why is it not metama? Aye, now it's soft because alma baser basoif azlina. Is the charay that Rabbi Yochanan holds? You don't look at the current status, you look at the future. Is the chastira here by the halacha, by the gidin the soif and the hakshis of Yochanan says nimna leim bePesach, you can be nimna. Why? Because baser hashdas linen. But I see in the case of the oyer roish roish araki, he goes baser besoif as linen. Rabbi Yochanan, make up your mind. This is the question you should please ask Rabbi Vol. Amalei. So he answered him, whoever asked you that question, he is not careful about the grinding of his flour. Meaning that people that want to have very pure white flour are very concerned that there shouldn't be any imperfections, no bran, no whole wheat getting in there, and they make sure to do a good filtering and a good sifting to get all the impurities out. However, who asked you this kasha, is not so careful. He lets in a shtickle bran and it's whole wheat and it does a little bit of schmutz. He's not so careful. Why is he not so careful? Because it's nishka kasha. Hahude bei Rabbi Yochanan legabi Reish Lakish. Didn't you hear? Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind and he agrees to Reish Lakish. What means he agrees to Reish Lakish? That in our case, he taka holds by the gin shesoyfen lahakshon, just like Reish Lakish said. Ein nimnen alein bePesach, because you go baser b'soif. Ultimately, Rabbi Yochanan also agreed to Reish Lakish. You go baser b'soif, and since you go baser b'soif, that's why by the case of the oir haroish shel egel arach, he told it's not mitame because I go baser soif. I don't go baser hashta. How do I taka know that Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind? Because the omele, and he told him, al takni teini, don't ask me the alakashas. Shibloshin Yochanan ishoina oisa. Well, what is this al takni teini? So Rashi brings from another Gemara, a Gemara Masechta Schulin, that they in fact, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish had this machloikis when you go baser hashta, or you go baser besoif, and Rabbi Shlokish asked him from a beferisha Mishnah. Is a Mishnah in Perek HaOyer V'Haroitiv where it says Eilu She'oroiseyen Kibsaron. The following, the Oyrois have a din just like Basar. What is that? The Oyr HaRoish Shel Egel HaRach. What do I see from the Mishnah? Did you go Basar Hashta? So Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, he said, I have a Mishnah that says Basar Hashta. So Rabbi Yochanan said, ignore that Mishnah, because that Mishnah is Kedas Yachid. Since Kedas Yachid, we don't follow that Mishnah. But how do we paskin? We paskin Basar B'Soif. And Dozok Diyamara, to Rabbi Yochanan ultimately changed his mind to Reish Lakish and said, Reish Lakish, you're right, we go Basar B'Soif. Ah, yena Mishnah. Al takni teinu freg minishka kasha shibloshin yachid. Does a das yachid? We don't follow that Mishnah. We taka go baser b'soiv. Okay, the next Mishnah and the Gemara are all very easy, very straightforward. Zuk the Mishnah. Hashuiver se etzem be pesach ha tohoir harizaloi kaboy. That's a very simple halacha. We said yesterday many times. Shtein pusik the etzem loy sishbru vay. A person who's oiver that iser and he breaks the bones. Rabbi said, make no bones about it. He's been oiver a lav sheyesh by masa. As a loy karboim, he gets malkas aboy. Good, very simple. Aval hamoise betar, someone who leaves over from the carbon pesach. The Torah says, loy sisiru mimenu aboyke, don't do it. But what happens if a person did leave it over? Then halach is ain aloikas aboyim. He does not get malchus, and we'll see in the Gemara in a moment why. And bashevi betame, if you have a carbon which is pasul, and you go and break open the bones, also ain aloikas aboyim. So both of these cases, the moise betahar and the shevi betame, ain aloikas aboyim. We're going to focus now on the moise betahar. Why is moise betahar? It means a person was over the lav in the Torah. Torah says like zero. Person was oiver, why is there no malchus? And the Gemara is going to tell us two reasons. Barry gave us both reasons already yesterday. Look tomorrow. Bishlei ma'moise b'tar, this anya shtein posik. Ma'isisirim imenu ad boike, v'noisim imenu ad boike, b'esh tisroifu. Why does the Torah add on v'noisir mimenu ad boike, b'esh tisroifu? Because of litin esi achaloisese, what we call a lav hanitik la'asei. Loimar shein aloike div Reb Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the reason is it's a lava nitik lasei. Lava nitik lasei means that the Torah says the remedy for being over this lav is not to go and give malchus. The remedy is to go and make sure to go and burn it. You don't have to come on to lava nitik lasei. The reason why there's no malchus mishum davale lav shema maasav ain like an olav. After all, he didn't do anything. If he would have been yodayim, he would have been moiser. Is one thing. But moise by definition means all you did was you sat on your hands and you sat on your teeth and you didn't eat. Sheval ta'asa, ay, loike nolav. Okay, so that part of the Mishnah is very simple. Elashay betamei minolon. What's the reason why if a person breaks the bones of a tamei dika carbon, why do you say that there is no malchus? The Gemara is going to say two reasons. And the two reasons on the surface are almost the same. So tomorrow minolon, how do I know? The Amakra. The Etzel Shish Bruvai, Vai the Karshav Leib Apostle. We had this already a few times yesterday and the day before. The Torah says, boy, if it's a Kushra carbon, don't break it. A Pusla carbon, you can break it. No problem. Tanarabbanan, the Etzel Shish Bruvai, by bekushin v'loy bepasul. Like we said, very simple. However, Rabbi says, I have a different reason. Ba'ayis echad yiyuchal. Like to see memeno ba'ayis achutza. And v'etzel yisish bruvay. So the Torah in the same pusik says, eat it. Ba'ayis echad yiyuchal, eat. And it says, etzel yisish bruvay. Kala roi lachila, anything which you can eat. Yesh v'mishivirish yisha etzem. V'shein roi lachila, eima mishivirish etzem. If you can't eat it, there's no dinish v'yish etzem. Now on the surface, these two reasons are the same thing. What's the first reason? First reason, boy, bekusher. It's got to be a kusher carbon. Then there's an iser, not a pasul carbon. And Rebbe says it's got to be roi lachila and not by ain roi lachila. Isn't that the same thing?
It's like mashmuz darshan. That's
exactly my benai. So now from here to the end of the blot, the Gemara is going to give us eight nafke minutes. And anybody who can remember all eight balpeg gets a prize, gets $5. Frank Timara, I'll pay for my own. My benaya, what are the eight nafki minutes? Nafki minute number one. Omer of Yirmiya. Pesach haba betumik benai. What happens the Pesach haba betumik? Because Gans Klal Yisrael are tameim, and therefore bring the Pesach haba betumik. Lemandi yom ha-kosher ha-ipasul. This carbon, the emesin, is apostle the carbon. Why, says Rashi? Because his mandi yom holds that tuma to chu yehi betziba, not hutra. Just because echonish gabreira, it's a pasul of carbon. But the Torah says, if everybody is pasul and klali Yisrael, everybody's tamei, fine, bring this carbon. But it's not a kushra carbon, it's tamei. And therefore, there is no din of shviras etzem because it's a pasul. Boy, because of the pasul, no shviras etzem. Lamad yom roi lachila, that's Rebbe. Lamad roi lachila, hainami roi lachila. Lamais, it's roi lachila, because we have in the Mishnah before that a Pesach bo betumah is not only bo betumah, it's also nechal betumah. Kem dachas is roi lachila. Oy bazoi, then there is a din of shvira se'etzim. According to this pshat, Rebbe is machmir. Rebbe is the second man yom. The Tanna Kamma said that the kosher v'lo b'pasul, here it's pasul, and therefore there's no isra shvira se'etzem. Rabbi says, gabi roi lachila. Here's roi lachila. There is shvira se'etzem. That's nafki minna number one. If Yosef Omar, ki ay gamda dekuli alma eba mishvira se'etzem. No, I'm very sorry. In this case of Pesach haba betumah, there would not be a shvira se'etzem. Why? The Rebbe lakuli ka'asi. Because Rebbe doesn't come to be machmir, Rebbe comes to be maker. And according to the pshat that you just said now, Rebbe was machmir. And in fact, the next seven tirutzim of the Gemara, in each case, Rebbe will be maker against the Tanakam. The high apostle, just apostle. I'll tell you what the nafki min is. If it had a shasa koisha previously, and now, for instance, it became noisar, does it still have a din of shviras etzim? It's Bemis and Rabbi Yankif that we had yesterday in the Brisa, who made a chilik between hoisel shasa koisha, loy hoisel shasa koisha. Lemandi yom kosher ha kosher hu. You're talking about a kosher korban Pesach. 50 people ate it b'dechila urachima. Everybody ate akizayis mit the ali yirut signs and the shem yichas that you say in the machzor in the Haggadah. So therefore, it was avada kosher korban. At this point in time, now it already became noisar, so now you can't eat it. But it had a shasa kosha originally. So that shasa kosha, it remains. So even now, if subsequently it becomes tamei, it becomes noisar, it's a kosher carbon. Inherently, it's a kosher carbon. And therefore, there's a din of shvira so etzer. Now, after it became noiser, what does it help me that an hour ago it was kosher, shkoyach? But now it's no longer roi lachila. So even though it was a kosher carbon, it is not roi lachila. No din of shviras etzem, according to Rebbe, that was chilik number two. Abaye Omar Abaye says, I have a nafki minna number three. Kuli alma kolki agav the ein b'mishvah shviras etzem. That pshat that you just gave, not right, because my time hashem is a pasul. Don't tell me it's kosher, but you can't eat it. It's pasul. If it became noiser, it's pasul. So according to everybody, there should not be a din of shviras etzem. Ella, what's the nafki minna? Shviras etzem b'boy yoimik benayu. What happens if you didn't go and break the bones at night? B'shas the seder, you broke it 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Which, as you know, at that time you couldn't eat the carbon Pesach yet, because you're supposed to wait until nightfall. Is l'maniyam a kosher? A kosher? It's a kosher carbon. You inspect the carbon; it passes all the tests. It didn't become possible. Be yoitz. It didn't become nitma. Nothing happened. It's a kosher carbon from the base. It's kosher. And therefore, there is a din of shvira se etzem the etzem loisvish bruvai. Leman diyom roy lachila hashul habar achilo. Yes, come and ishasen because it's meboid yoyim. You still got to wait 2 hours. Bezok de gabel.
In the shvita, when
the shvita took place at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the geshochten. No. Roy lachila is banacht. No banacht. Okay, he medavar mis banacht. So that was chilik number 3. Chayyeh, a beautiful chilik. Now it's taka kosher, but it's not roi lachim. It can't be shasim. That's chilik number 3. Meisvei Rabbi, or the Rabbi Meisvei, freit the Yimura yet. Trefiros, imanihai, lemandiyam a kosher, kosher, lemandiyam roi lachim, ashlam rachilho. Freit the Yimura Meisvei. Rabbi Yoyme, nimnin al moyach shebe roish, vein nimnin al moyach shebe kulies. It says that if you have moyach shebe roish, marrow inside the skull, that you could be nimna on. Sorry?
Sweetbreads?
I don't know if that's what sweetbreads is, and then fine. If the definition of sweetbreads is moyach shebe roish, it's good. They nimna al moyach shebe kulyas, but if you have marrow in kulyas is a thigh bone, you can't be monoi on that. Now, what's the difference between moyach and the roish and moyach and the kulyas? Al moyach shebe roish, my time, mahol biyachol goy roi ulai tziyai. Because you can go and scrape it out. How can you scrape it out? Are you not allowed to break a bone? Zok de chrashi, because you can scrape it out. I'm sorry for the gory details, but you can scrape it out through the nose. Take a knife, go into the nose, and chaparos some of the moyach shebe roish. You don't have to do shviras etzim. So therefore, you can be nimna on that. And presumably there's a kazayis of moyach and the roish, so I can be nimna on the moyach shebe roish. However, Masha'en Kane, the moyach shebe kulyas is no way to get to it, except to break a bone. I'm not allowed to break a bone, like the Gabba pointed out yesterday. According to your teretz abaya, that according to at least one man the Yomar, Lamashal, according to Rebbe, you're allowed to do shvira se'etzim boi joim. Why you're allowed to do it? Because it's not roi lachili, although it's kosher. It's not roi lachila. Shabbat and shvira boi joim. Shabbat dami is kulias nami nit berei me boi joim. V'nafku lemayach didei v'nimnu alei ichad dechanaitze. Every single carbon I could be moina. I could include on the registry, people that dafka want to eat the moyach shebe kulyas, you're not allowed to break it. Break it, my boy Jaim. If you break it, my boy Jaim, you'll be able to get it. So give me a break, and you'll be able to have the moyach, and you'll be able to nimna olav. It's amalach abayis. Abayis said, "Letamach lemachach freing akasha." Before you get the question on me, let me ask you a general question. Even without breaking it, my boy Jaim. Every time you have a carbon Pesach, attack and now let it go and break the bones. But I have another etza. Leave the bone standing there on the table. Take out a charcoal from the fireplace. After all, it's yontif. Take out a charcoal. Put it on the bone. And guess what's going to happen? After a while, it's going to make a hole. It's going to burn through the bone. And then you'll be able to go and extract all of the moyach. And that's a nimnilei. Dotani, because in fact, we learned in a braisa. Avla suyrev batzomis. If you didn't break that somis, if you were soiled about something, or mechatah beginu, if you caught one of the gidim but not the atzamis, hey, mami shuri shuri zem, no shuri zem, some problem. So just like you're asking on me, every time you can go and break it in the boy yoim, every time you can burn a hole at night and be moina the kulias, the moyach kulias for somebody else. Elamayis lech lameimer, why taka don't we do this lameisa? I'll tell you why. Abai amma mishim poka. Abai says there's a gzeira midrabanan. The gzeira midrabanan is that this bone may become so hot as a result of the flaming coal. In addition to making a hole over here, it might also break the etzem at another spot. In other words, this is such a trauma for the bone from this heat. And therefore, it's going to, poka means it's going to break, and there's going to be a shvira so etzem at the other part of the etzem. It's not just going to be the burning of the hole, there's going to be a shvira so etzem.
And therefore, who cares?
You're not going to make shvira so etzem at night. We're talking about at night.
While you're eating it, you might by mistake make shvira.
No. We said at night. We asked,
the whole thing is kalachia.
Wait a second. We all asked, why don't you go and have an eitzah type to be moina, an additional monoi on the list? How? You'll be able to get some of the moyach shebe kulyas. I can't get the moyach shebe kulyas. Yes, you can. Go and put on a hot coal and it'll make a hole. Pasuk to buy, that's not an Eitzah. Because although Minat Torah, you're right, there is no Malkus on that. However, when you put the hot coal over here, it's a long bone, it may cause a breakage in the same bone on the other side of the bone at a different point. And then you'll be over on Shvidas Etzem. You're not allowed to have Shvidas Etzem. We're talking about Seder night. Zokta Bai, because of that, don't put a hot coal down because you're going to cause Shvirus Etzim. You're going to cause a fracture. Look at the Rashi
and
over here.
One at the first one, you're also causing Shvirus
Etzim. Abai Om Mishim Poka. See Rashi, Abai Om Mishim Poka. Don't take away the pen. Look at the Rashi. Abai Om Mishim Poka. Shema Machmas Agechales Yifka Bimokim Acher Vein Zusreifa Ela Shvira. That's why this Etzim Nishkan Etzim. This was Abai. Rav Amar Mishim Hefzid Kodshim. What's the Hefzid Kodshim? Maybe what's going to happen is when you put down the coal on the bone, it's going to be so effective that not only is it going to burn a hole in the bone, but it's going to go and burn up some of the moich inside. And therefore, you're going to be mafsid kodshim biyadayim. Now that it's going to be mafsid kodshim, so therefore, that eitzah to go and put the gumrisa, to put the coal at night, is nishkan eitzah. So now, Abaye fizos. For the very same reason, mebojim naami, this is also a gzeira. What's a gzeira? Mebojim oto mishach hasheicha. Avadim in atoira, you would be allowed to go and break the bones. Because at this point, according to Rebbe, it's not roi l'achila, and the only is of breaking bones, b'shas roi l'achila, and that's roi l'achila yet. Midrabanan, they said, if you're going to allow people to break the bones, boy, jive, they're going to break the bones at night. At 5 o'clock, I could break it. At 7 o'clock, I can't break it. Come on, dav, tremirish kakop. So therefore, alzat kaseira, they said, don't do it. So therefore, Lamai said that's Abai's third pshat, third nafkimina, fourth nafkimina. Rapapoma, kol ki hay gav nukol yamu yesh b'mishim shviras etzim. If you're going to go and break the etzim miboyjoyim, everybody would agree that you're over on shviras etzim. My time, because even though now it's not roy lachila, liarza mechzi lachila. Wait another couple of hours, 7 o'clock, be roy. So therefore, according to everybody, would be roy. That's not a good nafkimina. What happens if you have a long aver? Part of it went out of Yerushalayim, and so now it becomes now posel biyotze, but only that part of the etzem, not the other part of the etzem. And now you want to go and break this bone at the spot where the posel part, the posel biyotze part, was outside Yerushalayim. One man, the Yom, then the Tanakhama says, you're not allowed to break the bone because the remaining part of the bone is kusha b'yusha. See, now they're going to break a bone which is kusha, even though all you're doing is you're removing the bad part, but the Maya said the rest of the bone is kusha. So you're over on the Isra Shvira. The part that you are discarding is not roi lachila. It's not roi lachila. There's no problem of shvira so etzim. Where do we find this? He decided like we learned Bishmo ben Aimer. You have an eser that part of it went out and you broke it. You don't have shvira etzim according to Rebbe because it's lav bar achila hu. Potter from Shvira Set. So that's Chilik number 4. Rav Sheish Breid of Edi Omar, Chilik number 5. Kol ki yigav dekul yalma eivay mishvira se'etzem dai eivar ha'apostel. Part of it is apostel. No problem. Elo shvira se'etzem b'no ikke b'nayim. The fifth nafkimina is if you're going to go and break the etzim b'no. No means stating the Torah al toichlu mimenu no uvashel mavushel mamayim. No doesn't mean raw. It means that it was only the rare cooked,
possible like
very this. Rare. In such a case, it's a bissel roasted nishka bissel roasted. So mandiyam a kosher kosher. It's about a kosher carbon. That's kosher. The shechit and the zrika, everything was kosher. Mandiyam relachila ashen relachila. Until you go and finish off the roasting. Only did 25% until you finish it off. It's not roi lachila. Therefore, according to the first man, the yomar, you would be chayiv because it's kosher carbon. According to Rebbe, you'd be potish v'esetzen because it's not roi lachila. That's chilik number 5. Number 6, no, everybody agrees there is an issue. Shvira se'etzem, my time, what's the reason? Even though now at this moment it's only medium rare, leave it in the oven another 15 minutes, another half an hour, and then it'll be roi l'achila. See, can't go and say it's not roi l'achila now. Wait another few minutes, I'm still gedilt. Therefore, that chilik doesn't make sense, says Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Ella, I'll give you chilik number six. Shvidas aliyah ikbenayu. What happens if you break a bone in the aliyah? Now we all know from the famous gemara, the beginning of our mesecta, the Rebbe ben Beseira, that the aliyah goes on the mizbeach. It's not roy lachilas adam. Lemandei makasha akasha. It's akasha karm. There's no question about it. Lemandei roy lachila. If you're breaking the etzim in the aliyah, hainein roy lachila. You're not allowed to eat that part of the aliyah. The aliyah lagvoya salka. So kosher it is, but it's not roy lachila. That's chilik number six. Nafkimina number wasukteh. Aliyah means the fatty tail at the end of the animal that you put as one of the aymerin on the mizbeach. So therefore, it's not roy lachilas adam. It's only achilas mizbeach. Chilik number seven of Ashiyomer. Kokiyai gavna vadi ain't b'mishmeres etzim. The vadi ain't roy lachila klal. According to everybody, it's not roy lachila. What are you talking about? That vadi, there wouldn't be shmeres etzim. El eivish ain't love kizai is basar ekimenayu. This is now chilik number seven. What happens if you have an eiver that has less than a kizai of basar on it? Lamandi amar kosher ha kosher. It's a kosher a carbon, kosher a bone. Everything is kosher. If you break it, you're eivish shmeres etzim. Lamandi amar lachila, but inen shir achila v'leka. Since the Torah uses the expression achila. What was the lashon apostle? Bais echod ye ochel, and we always know the minimum shear of achila is bekezayis. If this bone doesn't have a kezayis, then there's no din of shviras etzim on the own. So therefore, that would be chilik number seven. La'ivish enel of kezayis basik benay lemand yom kasher kasher lemand yom roy achila. We need shear achila v'leka chilik number seven.
So chilik. Teaching that kasha kasher. Not just in the past, it can be a
shasha
kosher in the future.
Yeah, okay, it's okay. So therefore, according to this pshat, we have another nafkimina between whether it's kosher or roy lachila. And finally, pshat number eight, I think this is the final pshat, Rabbeinu Amar. Kol ki agav nalech b'mishum shviris etzim. Tos heizish k'shviris etzim, tebein en shir achila. Everybody agrees that since it doesn't depart, it buys echad yiochel, it's got to be a shir achila. So if there's no kizayis basar, goonish mit kodish. Ela eivish ein lov kizayis basar mokim zeh, v'yish lov kizayis basar mokim acher eka beinayu. That if you have on one end, but you don't have on the other end. What does it mean? L'man yom kosher kosher, it's kosher. L'man yom roi l'achila b'in en shir achila b'mokim shvira v'holeka. Since the pasuk puts together by sechri yochel, it's got to be at the mokum shvira where you're cutting and breaking the bone. There's got to be a kezayis. The fact that there's a kezayis further down the bone, to the right, to the left, up, down, makes no difference. It's got to be the mokum shvira. According to Vatziman Yom, doesn't make a difference. It's kosher. It's a kosher carb. According to second man, it's got to be shvira b'mokum roy l'achila. There's no shir achila of the kezayis b'mokum shvira. Fine, so we had altogether eight separate nafkiminis. Tanya Karboa Minayu, the Brice is going to bring a rai to four of the nafkiminis, the Sanya, Rebbe, I mean, Rebbe was the second man, Yom Abayis Echad Yochel, the Etzle Shishbruvoy, Al Hakosheru Chayv, and Chayv Al Apostle. When it says Kosher over here, it really means Al Haroy Lachila, Hu Chayv, and Chayv Al Einroy Lachila, that's Rebbe. Okay, so let's hear four nafkiminis. Number one, Hoysel Lishasa Kosher, Venifsal Vishas Achila. Is that what was one? That was one of the nafkiminis that we gave. That was originally was kosher, and then afterwards, when it comes to shas achila, it became nisal. The mashla became tamei. Ain by mishviris etzem. Then there's no din of shviris etzem. Why is there no din of shviris etzem? Because although originally had a din of shviris etzem, but says Rebbe, now it's not royal. I don't care the genealogy, the history. Yeah, it's kosher carbon, fine. But now you can't eat it. Ain a royal achila. Ain by shviris etzem. That's chilik number one. Number two, yesh b'shir achila. If there's a shir achila on the bone and mokim shvira, yesh b'shmiris etzem. Ain by shir achila, ain by shvira etzem. Like the last two terutzim that we gave in the Gemara, it's got to be a shir achila, yeyochel. Number three, haroy lemizbeach, ain by mishim shvira etzem. If it's the aliyah, which we don't eat, but you put on the mizbeach, not roy lachila, no din shvira etzem. B'shas achila, yesh b'mishim shvira etzem. If you went and broke it at night, during Karban Pesach time at night, vadadu, shloi b'shas achila, if you broke it midboy joim during the day, ain't by mishum shviras etzem, like the Gemara said before, because although it's a kosher carbon at this time and by yom, ain't roi la'achila. Mechem from Itmar. We're going to continue Mechem tomorrow. Have